Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, Christy Wowardy Dowardy,
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the bird.
Just saying. Okay. Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan the Slayer Taylor.
Anna. God, I love that banana Anderson.
Susie going toe-to-tobin.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Heather Parker. The Parkersaurus.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Hot dang, it's Jessica Dang.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, Kelly Grant, the Grantmaster.
Shannon out of a cannon, Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
And Lizzie Drucker, a fun motherfucker.
Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Here's what happens when there's so much that crappens.
Crappens. Crappens.
Crappens. Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me is someone who I just really, really enjoy. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Bachelor Rose podcast. Hey Ronnie, what's up?
Hey, what you doing, baby?
Oh, I'm just podcasting with you. What are you up to?
Same. Here we are back at Below Deck Day, one of our favorite days of the week.
Yes. So exciting stuff. For some of you guys who may have missed the memo, we have started a cool partnership with the TV Party app where we're going to be streaming stuff on there. We're going to be streaming stuff for our Patreon patrons. And tonight, Ronnie, you're going to be watching some Real Housewives of Dallas at, 7 p.m. Pacific? So if you want to watch Dallas with Ronnie, essentially, you just have to download the TV Party app, which is free, and then you may have to sign up through Patreon too, along with it. I don't know. Check it all out. But we are doing these viewing party things for our Patreon backers, so just make sure you are at the proper level on Patreon, and you can join us. I did one last night for Below Deck, so that was fun. So that's what we're up to. We also have some amazing holiday stuff in our Crappin store. We keep on talking about it, but that's only because it's so amazing. And if you order it, you will be the toast of the town for all of your holiday parties throughout December. There's the Ramona ho, 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 okay, shirt. And then there's the Happy Ramonica, okay, t-shirt. And then there's Ramona leggings, and you can get that stuff on, like,
Ramona is Santa Claus.
Yeah, I should mention that. And you can get that on, you can get the pattern, you can get it printed on all sorts of cool stuff, like, I don't know, I forget what
shirts, sweaters. Oh, and there's also free shipping right now.
Woo.
Through November 25th, I think. So go order, because it takes a little while for those shirts to get made and sent. So go order them now for Christmas. You can have them in time, okay? But if you use the code THREADHOLIDAY, there's like an early holiday sale. I don't know. How do you get this? If you go on our Instagram and look at the shirts, it's the ho, 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 okay? Mm-hmm. I copy and pasted the free shipping thing in there. I think it's free shipping over orders of $45. So, you know, everybody loves a bargain, y'all. So.
Yeah, it's... I'm, like, very excited for mine to arrive, and I'm even more excited to wear it at holiday parties because, you know, there's this, like, part of my soul that, like, needs constant attention, and I need to be the one at the party that people are like, oh, my God, that's amazing. Where did you get that? And by the way, I also want to say, like, I've been wearing a lot of our Crappens merch lately, and I'm not even saying this to shill our shit. I'm just saying that, like, I have been getting so many comments, like, especially from my dentist office. They're like, I love that shirt. You are killing it with the shirt, because I think I wore, which one did I wear? I think What's the Matter, What's Happening, What's Going On. People love that. And then I wore I wore Hey Betch. Comments everywhere.
I have, I saw a couple of them out in the wild at our live show this past week in Seattle, and they were, or last week in Seattle, and they were so cute. The King of Snarkasm one turned out really well. That one's still up there if you want to get it. I just left it up there to make it a full month that it's available, but that one's pretty cute. I just got that one in the mail for both of us, so we can start wearing those soon.
That's awesome.
I ordered them fairly. So anyway, that's t-shirts. The rest of it is live shows. Guess what? They're all sold out through February. So we're trying to plan our 2019 schedule. We will still be going out live. We love that. That's turned into such a great part of our lives. So we will be going out. Let us know where you want us to come on our Facebook at Watch What Crappens. Live and Loving It. Just search that group and join that. Yeah. Tell us where the hell you want us and we'll get there. That's also a good place to share all your shirts and your costumes and stuff that you guys come in, meet
and
up
for.
Your
deepest secrets, yeah.
Yeah, your deepest secrets, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Okay? But today, here we are. Below Deck. Below Deck. Previously, the hot tub overflowed. There wasn't one swinging dick on board. Caroline's foot hurt.
Oh, my God.
It missed.
I love this show. Love it. And this, as I thought this episode was great, and next week looks like it's going to be even greater. I cannot even believe it. So, anyway, guys. So, this week's episode opens up at 7 a.m. and everyone's asleep. But now they're waking up. And Caroline is, like, waking up in her queen-size bed with, like, beautiful Egyptian cotton sheets. And she's like, huh, I've never been treated like this. I was grounded like I was a child. I'm like, you are in the lap of luxury, ma'am.
And she wakes up and she just looks like hell. Her hair is all over the place and her eyes. She's like, oh, I'm like, she's so miserable.
That bed was like, us, yeah.
She's like, I thought I was going to have such a great experiences. And then they show a clip package of her going, hi, I'm Caroline. Hi, I'm Caroline.
But instead, all they did was put me in this beautiful queen-size bed where I can stretch out every single limb that I have.
Oh, I've never been treated like I have on this boat. Fresh sheets, soft pillows. What are they trying to kill me? You know what, Caroline, basically, and I really try to avoid complaining about this on this show because I'm old. I'm 43. I'm not a young spring chicken, okay? No. And I hate when older people are like, these kids, this generation, these millennials. But this is every stereotype that millennials, I think, have right now. And I think undeserved. I think millennials are the smartest generation. Like, they're smart. They have so many options. But, like, all the stereotypes that you hear other old people complaining about, this is Caroline. Like, oh, my God, I can't believe someone told me to work.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you want a fucking medal for having a hurt foot.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, exactly. So then she, like, goes hobbling out of her beautiful room and finds Riley. And she's like, oh, you slept in my bed today. Okay, cool. No, my foot's less swollen. Oh. So she's just complaining. And then they cut to Josiah making a bed. And she just goes, I'm tired. That's his version of complaining.
Yeah, I'm tired. And Kate's like, work, work, work. And Kate wakes up. With Josiah, and Josiah's like, do you know what we have in the bathroom that I want to eat right now? She goes, Cheetos.
That is correct. That is correct. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That's not a bag of Cheetos. That's Caroline. She's out of her quarters.
Well, I almost ate Caroline, so.
So everyone's
yeah,
like,
when he says, I'm tired, I just wrote Kate saying, Caroline, please take off your Josiah mask and get back to guest quarters, okay?
Tired. Oh, it sounds like you've got a case of the Carolines, huh? So now it's like morning cleaning and Chandler, like, things on this episode seem to start off optimistically for Chandler because he's like, hey, Riley, can you spot clean those cushions? Huh, now that I'm a bosun and my father isn't on the phone anymore, I realize I have to work with Riley, so let's just try to suck it up. So it seems like it's going to go well today.
Yeah, he's like, seems I decided like. To just pull my sleeves up, and I didn't have sleeves, so I just put on these pretend sleeves.
Did you see his temporary sleeves that he was wearing?
No, I didn't.
He's very worried about being affected by the elements. He's like the first one in a face mask and some sleeves.
He's like dressed like Lawrence of Arabia. I'm like, you're on a yacht.
Yeah.
So
Chandler of Arabia. My dad loved that movie.
So then downstairs, Josiah and Kate are doing something. And then Kate's like, so what do you think about Caroline and her foot? I don't think that she's lying. It's obviously swollen, but the question is why? Is it just annoyed with her like the rest of us are? And then Caroline just walks in.
Is it just trying to escape her laziness like the rest of us? I don't know.
And then Caroline appears out of nowhere. And Josiah's like, oh, she's here. Look. Look, there's the lazy one. She's walking towards us right now.
Finally, the Cheeto. And Caroline's like, I'm not lying. And she goes, I don't think you're lying. So there we go. We are on the same page. And she goes, well, I'm really sad that you think I'm lying, Kate. She goes, didn't say that. But people do lie sometimes in this job because it's a lot of work. It's a lot of work. But I don't think that. Okay? You can't fake a swollen foot and you've got a swollen foot. So, okay. Glad we talked.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you can go back talk. To your master bedroom now. Thank you.
I'm so glad it's getting better. I'm so glad it's getting better. And Caroline's like, oh my God, I'm so mad.
So Kate's like, I'm already carrying Caroline's weight when she's at top health. So when she's injured, it's just like, why are you here? Oh, that's right. Comic relief. Oh, that's fun. I like that.
So, preference sheet time. Captain, crew, captain, crew, preference sheet time. So he's like, all right, this is going to be 10 people this time. Two of them are children.
Dun, dun, dun. Kate goes, huh, the 4-year-old loves sparkling and still water, so that's good to know. That's good to know, yeah.
And the parents are a power couple living in South Florida. Okay. Guys, don't describe yourself as a power couple. It's like immediately just saying we're giant assholes.
Yeah, it doesn't really work that way. It's like, just because you guys both own a rental car agency in Tampa does not mean that you're a power couple.
They're looking at the pictures of the kids, and the captain goes, huh, she looks picky if you look at her. And Kate goes, face.
So
then he starts reading what they can't have. He's like, no kale, no Brussels sprouts. They're allergic to seafood and shellfish. They got a peanut allergy. God, we got to go through the whole boat and get rid of all the peanuts. And Chef Adrian says, it's like a Japanese jigsaw puzzle. If you add up all the things that they can't eat, they can eat nothing. I mean, they're basically fucked.
What's the difference between a Japanese jigsaw puzzle and a regular jigsaw puzzle?
Of course it's harder. They're so much smarter than us.
That's true. So then we see a shot of Ashton. And Ashton sort of cracks me up because I thought he was going to be sort of a different person. I thought he was going to be a little bit more like Joao. But instead he's just like someone who just roils in his anger all day long. And then like every 3 days he gets drunk and lets it all out. So he's just like stewing, truly, like in his room. And he's folding laundry because it's the only thing that's giving him satisfaction now. He's like, oh, a little bit of organization. Look at that. I folded a shirt. Look at that. Now it's organized.
Oh, well, that's great. You're organizing because I feel like a monster. I heard Josiah and Kate talking about me. And she says she doesn't think I'm faking it. Okay, lady. She did say she doesn't think you're faking it, but she did not stress the think like you are. This is a perfect way of taking what somebody else said. And look, I'm not going to sit here and say Kate can't be an asshole. Of course she can. That's one of her like best qualities. But in this situation, she's not. She said she doesn't think you're faking it. Stop.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, Ashton's just sitting there like, why is this roasted red pepper interrupting my laundry folding time? Why?
Because I can understand where she's feeling from, you know, where she's coming from. You know, sometimes on a boat you can feel lonely. Sometimes it's, you know, people wanting lap dances, you wear diapers, you're getting your cornhole and money, massages. You know, it's not so bad. And sometimes everyone just treats you like a stupid hooker, you know. You put on the second line of strippers.
I've been there, done that. Don't want to do it again. All right. Have you been followed around by your coworkers calling you not Magic Mike? All right, not fun.
Oh, hey, look, I found Captain Lee's underwear. And then he just throws it at her face. She's like, oh, I think that was an affectionate moment. I can't tell.
Hey, listen, I charged a lot of money for that in the real world. Have you ever been followed around being called Muggle Mike? No, you haven't. All right, so get in line, Caroline.
Hey, that rhymes. I like that. It's an organization of syllables.
I'm going to dance to that now. I love a good beat.
So then Captain Lee calls Chandler up to the wheelhouse. He's like, all right. So, Chandler, remember we talked about yesterday about babysitting, how I hate babysitting? Because you know what? You only get about $6 an hour, and then the parents come home late. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, so do you have a plan today? And he's like, yeah, you know, it's been good today. It's been good. So I think it's looking good. Captain Lee's like, is that a goddamn plan?
I feel like Elizabeth Shue with a bunch of goddamn idiot rich kids in the city trying to keep them all in line, adventures and babysitting. God damn it.
So then Kate takes Caroline, sits down or talks to Caroline, and she's like, hi, so Big Red Bouncy Ball, I've got a question for you. I need to know if you can work at 100%. Caroline's like, sure, I can. She's like biting her lip in pain. Kate's like, oh, good, because if you can't work, we may just have to get rid of you. Yeah, so, but I'm so happy that you're able to stay and work. I really am. And Caroline's like, thanks. Oh, I'm sorry. That was actually supposed to be a speech for Josiah. Sorry. It wasn't really meant for you.
And Josiah's behind them ironing. It's great. It's great she can work now because we're exhausted as that red sweater she tries to wear around the boat.
Am I right? King of snarkasm. Da-da-da-da-da. Stop it. Stop it.
It's like violins.
It's like Sleep of Aldi. Dun 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 da da da. Dun 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 da da da.
So then we get a random cut of Ashton saying how difficult Riley is. He's like, Riley is hard to get along with. The way she's handling herself is making things harder.
And then
I don't know where that came from because they don't even show her being terrible.
It's just so like a standard, like weekly Ashton getting mad at Riley because he didn't get a boiled egg that day. He takes it out on her.
So they're doing provisions, bringing everything on board, and they bring on a pig because they're going to have a pig roast.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, Spanky. Okay, I'm sorry that I'm... No, I'm not okay with that. I had a pig. Oh, Spanky, what's his name?
Pigs.
I'm sorry, Spanky. Okay, so they're going to have a pig roast, and Kate's like, I see his ear. Whoa, look at that pig. It's working harder than Caroline.
It's not even alive, and it's working harder. Wow. Well, Caroline, I'm sorry that you have a swollen mosquito bite. This pig is dead. It actually died. Okay. And if it were alive, I think it still wouldn't complain.
Hey, my left foot, could you use that Daniel Day-Lewis stub you've got over there to fold some toilet paper diamonds? That'd be all right?
Caroline, here's a VHS copy of In the Name of the Father. You can watch it to get some tips on how to do a proper hunger strike. If that's what you're thinking about doing next, here you go.
So the guests start coming, and they're all just horrified at the sight of children, which is just cracks me up. Captain's like, oh no, there's trouble on wheels.
Yeah. Kate has full Kate face. Kate's like, hey. Huh. If my face could go, huh, it would be going, huh, right now.
She literally went, ha.
She's like, let me purse my lips into the most horizontal line I can make. And there we go. My emotional state has been expressed.
What's the main guy's name? The main charter guest?
I don't know. Albert?
Is it Bernard or Albert?
I think it's Albert.
I wrote down, hi, I'm Mallard, which is not correct, I'm sure. But I wrote that down. And this is my kid, Tiernan, and my other kid, Pearson. Those are both last names.
I'm like, you cannot be in Florida and name your kids that. Those are reserved for the Northeast only.
Yeah, Tiernan, Pearson.
Carson, Kiernan.
Smith.
Churnin. Burning, boning.
It's not often we have a charter with children. Let's face it, if you're going to spend a lot of money, you're going to spend a lot of money to not be around your kids.
Yeah. Exactly. So Pearson, they start calling Pearson Master Pearson, which is hilarious because they're saying it as a joke. But then throughout the episode, anytime Pearson says something, the producers put for his subtitle Master Pearson : and then, which is hilarious.
And they also transcribe it just the way he's saying it. Like next week they showed yes. him saying something with captions, yes. and it says, "Oh my God, I'm bleeding."
And it
spelled B-W-E-E-D-I-N-G.
I have to say, I was prepared to get really angry at Master Pearson and Lady Tiernan, or whatever. But I actually was I was pretty much okay.
They're cute.
They were actually adorable cute. And generally well-behaved and adventurous with their palettes. So honestly, there were some hilarious cutaway shots of the kids. There was one shot where I think Josiah was in the galley or something, and you just see Master Pearson walk by in his giant life jacket. He just sort of waddles by the door really quickly, and it was just so funny. The kid was cracking me up.
Yeah, they're pretty cute. To me, a charter makes more sense with kids. It's
yeah.
This is more fun for the kids, you know? It's, better than being around that crazy redhead lady or, a lot of the guests that come on this show, you know? I would take my nieces over taking, you know...
Well, they have babysitters, essentially. But... I mean...
Yeah. Oh, God, who said that word?
Oh, God, damn it, I hate babysitters! Although I'd kill for one right now.
I think that now would be, a really good time to go to commercial because, Rob is so good at commercials and, he can do them in, 7 minutes or less. It's, amazing.
So anyway, they come on board. Pearson wants sparkling water, please. And he likes his steak cooked medium, which is funny.
Kate does a British accent. She's like, Master Pearson, the four-year-old, like his steak medium.
So then Caroline's like, what can I do? And Kate's like, okay, go down to the laundry room and then try to just shut the fuck up down there and just flip it, turn it. Fold it, and Josiah's like, oh, flip that's it, like a song.
Flip it, fold it.
They start, dancing.
Caroline's like, oh, they made a song without me.
This is the Hula Boys all over again.
Isn't it funny when Caroline isn't part of the song? It's hilarious.
Michelle.
So here's the one moment that I thought I was going to start hating Pearson, because we see him banging a starfish, on a shell and crying when the mom takes it away. And he's like, I want the starfish. I was like, this fucking kid. But then he was an angel the rest of the time.
Yeah, he gets tired. And then Ross is like, I have a son as well. He is 4 years old. This is hard being away from him. I was like, oh, fast forward.
Yeah.
I'm sick of this trope, okay?
Yeah.
I'm sick of the deadbeat dad trope.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, his father, I meant, not
well,
deadbeat.
His son lives in Florida also. Makes me wonder, what if his son and Pearson switched and it's actually his son that's been on the boat all this time?
And he didn't even recognize him.
Oh my God.
My God.
Devastating.
Never.
So anyway, so for lunch, they all get salad that has chicken in it and the kids are fully eating it. So I was like, these kids are doing better than half the guests we've ever seen on this show. It's honey, star. So while the kids are acting like adults, the adults are acting like kids because Riley and Ashton start bickering because Riley is ready to take out the toys because she thought you're supposed to take out the toys when it's shackle time. And instead it was no, you take out the toys when it's lockdown time. And Ashton's like, you know what, Riley? You just do what you want. I'm going upstairs. I'm going to fold laundry and get myself happy.
She's like, what did I say? I said, fine, I'll do it. I just said, weren't we supposed to?
It's just her tone that she uses. And he's over it at this point. But in her defense, Chandler did tell her to do that. It's just that he didn't communicate that the captain told them they were going to be going on excursion. And so they should do it later or something.
No.
She's like, you told me something different.
He's like, you told me something different. He's like, well, he just told me something. All right. And it irritates me when you don't listen to me. She's like, okay, I'm standing by.
Yeah, and I mentioned, I think, last week or the week before, that what's annoying with Riley is that when you ask her to do something, she doesn't just say, like yes or no. It's like, I didn't do that, but that's because I was doing this. I just did this. And it like annoys everyone. But at the same time, she has to answer like that because Chandler is the sort of boss who is like going to blame you for shit unless you explicitly say what you've done. Case in point, last week when he started blaming her for leaving tools or a bucket out, and she's like, that's not my bucket, someone else left it out. So she always has to be on the defensive because of Chandler's bad management.
Yeah. Well, I love a good chammy fight.
Yeah. So anyway, so Caroline...
Yeah. So now Josiah is following Master Pearson around. He's like, are you all right, Master Pearson? Because he's going down the stairs. He's like, yes. He's like, where are you going?
Party,
but I'll just make sure you get there, Master Pearson. It's like following him down to the party.
Yeah, this is actually like Josiah's calling in life. He's like, I went to butler school precisely for this moment. I would like to follow a small child around and let him berate me while I serve him club soda and medium steaks.
Is everything to your liking, Master Pearson?
Yeah.
No, you said it wrong. You're supposed to say nip it and hit me with something. Do it. Do it.
Master Pearson, are you as excited as I am about for 30 years from now when you are a superhero and I'm your faithful butler? Are you excited?
What would you like when you grow up?
A car.
A flying car.
A flying car.
With bullets.
With bullets.
Well done, Master Pearson. Well done.
I have started to excavate the cave. So Caroline is up in the galley and she's like, oh, I don't know why, I'm exhausted. And Adrian, who is full of Zen shade this entire episode, goes, well, at least you got a day off. And she's like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's like, you remember when you were sick and you were in bed all day yesterday?
And she's like, well, he goes, are you okay? And she's like, well, I was just accused of faking an injury. And he goes, maybe that's paranoia. She goes, oh no, I heard him talking. And he's like, she's really bringing the vibe down for the whole boat. And I'm a very sensitive person, so it really affects me.
Yeah. You know, like, when I make soufflés, if they collapse, I collapse.
If these cows gave their lives for a terrible steak tonight, we know who to blame. Vibe. Bad vibe, bad lady. Vibe.
So now it's like jet ski time, and I got very scared because they put Pearson, Master Pearson, on a jet ski, and they didn't even put it, they like made him cling on to the back of an adult, like one of those like little monkeys that rides on big monkeys, you know? And I was like, what are they doing with Master Pearson? He's going to fall off. I was like, this is why Captain Lee's going to yell at them, because this is like not how you treat Master Pearson. I was like, this kid, he's 4 years old on a jet ski. And then it was like, fine. He like comes back. He's like, that was great, you know?
Master Pearson, did your father die in a horrible accident, leaving you the power to take over the world and save, fight evil in his honor?
No.
We'll work on that, Master Pearson. We'll work on that.
Master Pearson, do you have a void that's been left behind from that terrible jet ski accident that happened earlier today?
It was fine. No one died. Damn it.
Damn it.
We'll rectify that soon, Master.
So meanwhile...
Kate's like, okay, decorating for tonight. Ping pong lanterns. And Caroline's, what can I do for ping pong lanterns? Okay, just go find all the white color decor and just, you know, put it behind the bar.
Yeah.
So she goes to the cupboards and starts pulling everything out of them. And Josiah's like, Caroline, don't put all the white things there. We'll have a pile of white things. She's like, oh, goddess. What is that? That oh God thing that you're doing over there? There's a motion. What is that thing you're doing with your voice and your trembling eye, Caroline? What is that?
Kate, Josiah, there seems to be some pepperoni rearranging the white beads behind the bar. How do you want me to handle this?
There's a meat puppet down here quivering and closing its eye over and over again. Anything I can do?
There's a pile of raw meat who seems to be fiddling with your tablescape arch. Do you want me to intervene or should I just let this debacle continue?
Kate, Josiah, question.
Yes, go ahead.
Have you ever seen a French bread pizza cry?
Kate, Josiah, the bag of Skittles seems to be fiddling too much with your decor. Shall I intervene? Shall I?
So he's like, no, all she said was to get the white things that we could use behind the bar. It's like, how, well, am I supposed to do what I'm told or not? And he's like, all right. Well, thank you. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll do the very rudimentary job of moving this seashell from this shelf to that shelf, which apparently was too difficult for you. All right.
I shall pretend that she is Master Pearson's empty plate of chicken fingers and clear her. Thank you.
It's like, there's a lack of leadership here.
I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, lady hopping on one leg, barefoot. Make your list, all right? I can't wait to see what HR says.
I'm tempted to throw her into a vat of acid, but I would not want to make such an arch enemy for Master Pearson at his young age, Lady Joker. So, now it's like the guests want to do dinner at 7:30 because, well, the kids need to be to 8 o'clock's too late, so we're going to do dinner at 7:30 because the kids have to sleep. And now, I'm not a parent, but, like, does half an hour really make a difference? I mean, come on. Does it?
Uh-huh, yes. Oh. You feed those little fuckers at 6 and get them out of there, okay? Anyone who's been to dinner with little kids knows it's for everybody, okay? Well, this is for everybody.
But you know what I think what I resent is that these guests came on, they're like, our kids are like adults. They eat adult food. They just eat with us. That's what our kids do. And they were doing that, but then don't do that and then be like, oh, we have to eat earlier for the kids. Either, like, be like their kids or don't be like, eat, I don't know. I just got mad because they made Adrian make bad food. I'm just really mad.
I think Adrian earned that one. I mean, it was just steak.
That's true. It should be easy. So basically, dinner...
Caroline. I blame Caroline for stressing him out because he's sensitive. He's like, these are empath steaks. Enjoy those.
So, yeah. So basically, dinner's at 7:30. Adrian makes like a soup. He makes a vichyssoise at 7:30. And then it takes like an hour for him to put out like 10 steaks. And some fish.
Yeah, and then so they're talking about the next day and going out and seeing sharks. And Master Pearson's like, ew, sharks! And Josiah's like, are you going to ride one and own it like it's your little bitch, Master Pearson?
No.
We'll work on that.
Do you think you might get abandoned at that reef and the sharks will take you as their own child and you will be raised with the sharks, but then you will come back to land and become a humanoid again and then need me as your servant to help you as you right the wrongs of the people who did the things to your parents while you were gone?
Okay.
Great.
I love a listener.
I love someone with ambition.
So everybody's so excited about this food, right?
Yeah.
So let's cut to Chandler and Ashton. Chandler's like, guess what I'm going to do? Take a nap? Take a nap.
Yeah.
All right. Be sure to get to that beach club.
Yeah, exactly. So Chandler's going to sleep. And meanwhile, Adrian's like, ah, oh, bedtime stress me out. You know, I can't be as free-flowing as I want to be. All these restrictions. I'm just wilting. I'm like... a terrible little tulip wilting away. I can't be creative with very simple, basic cooking times for beef.
And so the food doesn't come out till 8:20, the main courses. And so Kate's sitting there, like, trying to get the food out. She's like, okay, is it done now? Is it done now? Okay, is it done after that? I mean, it looks so nice already, really. What do you need to throw at it? Okay. Yeah. Skids.
Did you notice, by the way, the kids had, like, big-ass steak knives? I was like, wow, they really do treat them like adults. They were like... I was like, this seems dangerous.
Yeah. The dad's like, oh, our kids are like heavenly creatures. Okay, so everyone eats
Very specific joke, but I appreciated it.
It's okay. There's 5 people out there who saw that movie and totally get it. Even though that was done with stones. But still, you guys get it.
I think I saw that with my dad.
So, can I have my steak done, Menendez? I mean, medium. So the guests are starting to complain now. They're like, where's our food? This is ridiculous. Where's our food?
It's taking so long. Did you notice, by the way, that the primary's wife looked exactly like Jane from Happy Endings? Just had to put
that
in there.
Yes. Is that Casey Wilson's character? She did. No. She looked like a blonde version of her.
No, not Casey Wilson. Jane is played by Eliza Coop. She's also one of my favorite sitcom characters of all time.
Oh, I thought the blonde lady looked like Casey Wilson. Personally, whatever. Yes.
Basically, it was like the alternate version of Happy Endings. Like, Adam Pally was there. Damon Wayans Jr. was there in whiteface, maybe. I don't know. I don't get it. So, anyway, the food finally goes out there, and the guests hate it. They're like, I wish there was more sauce. The steak is tough.
I'm glad it's such dry. It's so dry, I'm coughing. The lady's like, I was like,
it was
a 2
out of 10.
So the mom goes, Kate, this was like not good. Okay. Yeah. And Kate's like, okay. I will let Adrian know that you have no taste. Okay, I'll be right back.
Yeah, I'll be right back. So then Caroline goes to clear the dishes also, and the guests are like, a little bit of advice for the future. Steak should be medium rare, and there should be more sauce. So less cooking, more sauce. Thank you. Caroline's like, how could you say that about my foot? They're like, what? Never mind.
Then Josiah and Kate are talking, and Josiah's like, I heard the steak was overcooked. Master Pearson almost forgot his lesson on how to beat penguin men. And Kate's like, well, I'd rather not pass that on to Adrian because, you know, he's been great for the most part, and it's bad for morale, okay? Now, can we put Caroline on a spit and roast her? I think that would be fun for people.
Josiah's like, we'll keep this as our little secret, my favorite kind of secret. A little one between us.
She goes, well, to be fair, her plate was clean. It didn't stop her from taking down even the garnish.
Garnish. So, garnish. Master Pearson, it's important that you eat your steak. You need this strength early on in life for what you are destined to become.
Oh, so Caroline, Adrian in the kitchen. Caroline's moping around. And he's like,
that
too
also.
Good. She's moping around. I wrote more mopping, less moping. How about that?
Yeah.
Can you tell I've been like a manager of waiters before? You have to like come up with different variations of if you got time to lean, you got time to clean. Hey, less moping, more mopping. Okay.
So this is where Adrian has a very, you know, even keeled reading to filth of Caroline. he's like, oh, you look sad today. She goes, oh. And then she's like, you appreciate feedback, right? Well, guess what? They said more sauce and less dry. She's trying
nothing
to get
personal. It's nothing personal.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm glad she told me, but you know what? I don't appreciate her vibe.
Yeah. I know you're not doing well, but yeah, I know. Keep it to myself. I got it. Keep it to myself. And then, you know, she's like, you know what I'm going through? Like, I'm just, like, mad about a lot of things. And you don't know what I'm dealing with. And it has nothing to do with the boat. And he's like, really? Because my father just died a month ago. So, whatever it is, I doubt it's that. So.
Just, what is this, a competition? And he's like, it's not. But we all have a lot of intense shit going on. So pull yourself together. I was like, he was doing it with a broom in his hand, which makes it even better. He's like, look at me working while you're sitting there whining on one of your feet after I just cooked 18 meals for 10 people.
Josiah's in his room and he's like, I just got an erection and I don't know why. Kate's like, me too. What's happening?
She's like, don't judge me. Don't judge my sadness. And he's like, we all work together, Caroline. And if you're in that place, you hand it to me and everyone around you. She's like, mind your business. He goes, actually, this is my business.
Yeah. She goes, well, I'm sorry you have the misfortune of working with me. He goes, me too.
Me too. Continued to sweep while she stormed off finding someone to cry to. Like, no one's left. That was, like, literally the only person who would listen to you. And you just fucked that one up, lady.
Exactly. He's like, wow, that was a really feisty bundle of radishes.
So everybody's going to bed. And Kate sees Caroline. Caroline comes in. She's doing her normal Caroline.
Hello! I'm folding. I'm folding angrily. I'm folding and I'm hurt. No one asked me what's wrong because I'm definitely not acting like this so someone will ask me what's wrong.
Kate's like, oh, you seem like you're about to cry. Thank you. Thank you for giving me that before I go to sleep. Caroline tells Kate what happened with Adrian, and Kate's like, huh. And then she goes, damn, Adrian is savage. Like, he has been invited to sit at the cool kids table now, basically.
And Kate's like, well, Caroline, his delivery probably could have been better, but his advice is sound. be your kind, bubbly self, and then see how much better that makes you feel. Okay, try
that. Isn't it funny how people like bubbly champagne and not flat champagne? Yeah, think about that. Your life.
So then she whispers. She immediately starts whispering to Josiah. She's like, oh, my God, Adrian. And he goes, savage.
I don't know whether I'm angry that he's taken my place in the savagery department or horny for it.
I love that while I'm creating the next Batman out of Master Pearson, he's creating the next...
Well, who have we not said? I can't think of that many people. The next Two-Face.
He could be the Commissioner Gordon to my Batman. So it's the next morning, and Dakota wants coffee, guys. Dakota wants coffee. And
Caroline's like, hi, chef. Where's the sugar? I know it's a dumb question. And then she tells us, Adrian sucks. He's fake news. Like, he pretends to be all sunshine and butterflies, but it's all bullshit.
I'm like, don't you know the first rule of people who talk about sunshine and butterflies? They're the worst people. They're the nastiest, meanest, angriest people.
Yes.
So it's your fault for being, however old you are, not figuring that out. Sorry, you had to learn it the hard way, but we all know it. It's not fake
news.
Could
have been listening to this show for 7 years. I could have been warning you about that.
But what caused her to say that is that when she's looking for sugar, he just won't answer. Which is funny because at this point, doesn't she know where the sugar is? I mean, come on. So Adrian's like,
no.
Yeah, you know, for a long time, other chefs used to call me a yes, but I was like a malfunctioning improviser.
I was wondering why I could never get on a main stage improv cooking team.
I was always like, no, and... No, and, yes, but now...
Now, I say yes, and my scallops are hilarious, and Caroline's not going to bring me down.
I've learned that I don't know everything. For instance, I don't know why Caroline is such a fuck-up. I don't.
Oh.
So it's breakfast, and at breakfast, we learn that the gang, the guests are going to go off to that stingray thing. It's going to be a 2 p.m. deadline. They have to have lunch at 1, then they're going off. So it's time to do that. They're excursion. Everyone is talking. 1 p.m. lunch, 2 p.m. excursion. And everyone seems to know this except for Chandler, who's like, the reason why is because while everyone's talking about it on their radios, Chandler is pouring himself a bowl of cereal, and he's not on his radio.
Yes. Now, all they're showing is Chandler sleeping and eating cereal this entire episode. And I think it's funny that he ended up with Jamie in real life, because that's a lot of dairy in that family.
A lot of dairy.
Okay. It's a lot of fussies under the covers.
Yeah. So Chandler has everyone pulling all the toys out, the quote unquote toys, the jet skis and everything. He has everyone, all the deck crew pulling them out. But the deck crew is like, why are we doing this? Because we're going to pull it all out and then they're going to go off on their excursion. And so even like Ross is like, Chandler, I think they're going on an excursion to see some stingrays. And like Captain Lee is like literally standing above them watching this. And Chandler's like, oh, well, I didn't know about that. Oh, Captain Lee, what's the plan for today? Stingrays? Something with stingrays? And Captain Lee's like, yeah, you stupid babysitting, making me babysit. And at this point...
I don't want to see deer in the goddamn headlights. I want to see light bulbs going on overhead. It's not too close to the water. That would be dumb. They'd get electrocuted, and this group of boobs probably would do it, too.
And it's at this point that Dom... sitting next to me just rolled his eyes and like turned over and was just like, I wish I could be that derpy at my job. Which is funny because they're just like, that's how we all feel. It's like, how does this fucker get to do this? How does this fucker get to still be a bosun?
Yeah. Well, not for long, I have a feeling.
Yeah.
So they're ordering drinks with Caroline, and the lady is like, okay, here's what we want. A cucumber jalapeno prosecco mojito. And then we'll be fine. We'll be less stressed out. She goes, okay, so just to clarify, what? And she explains it again. And so Caroline's like, oh, God, Kate. Okay, here's what they want. They want to blah, 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 blah. And Kate tells us, oh, look at this. It's a new day. And Caroline's trying to be positive and wonderful, but I know it's just a matter of time before leprosy strikes her face. Okay, like, here we go.
Yeah, that's sort of strange. I have never seen leprosy attack a voting sticker, but I guess it happens anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So Chandler, so now there's like issues again with Chandler and Riley. He's like, Chandler's telling Riley to like blow up the slide, don't work on the tow line, and all this stuff. And Captain Lee is watching it and getting mad that Chandler still isn't communicating properly, and the guests are getting antsy for drinks. So there's just sort of like anger in the air.
Yes. And the captain's like, well, I had a talk with Chandler, and apparently it went from one side of his head to the other with no obstructions.
Yeah.
And then they're complaining about their drinks because they still don't have them, and Kate finally brings them up, and the lady's like, amazing.
Yeah.
And then it's lunchtime while Chandler and Riley try and figure their shit out. And so we're getting cuts of everybody doing their different jobs and stuff.
Yeah.
And Chandler's like, all right, so you're gonna take the boat from like the thing in the water to up out of the water. She goes, so just straight onto stern. He's like, oh, God, I'm just confirming.
Yeah. She's like, it's just like, I'm just asking for confirmation. He's like, whatever. I'm going to have cereal and have a nap. So
my favorite read of the season, Kate is helping the chef dress the plates, and she's getting an avocado on the plate, and it's not doing what she wants. So she goes, get a life, avocado. Do your job. Caroline's like, did you say something?
Yeah, Caroline's like, I am doing my job. Mm-hmm. Not you, Kate. I have this. Get out of here. Go. Shoo. Shoo. Master Pearson.
It was a literal avocado this time.
So, so now they're having lunch. Ross and Riley are preparing the tender. Pearson, poor kid, looks miserable. He doesn't want this food at all. It was like something on quinoa. And Pearson and Tiernan were like not having a good time. So then we see that it's going to be Riley, Ashton, and Chandler. No, Riley, Ashton, and Ross are going to be taking all the guests over to this shark area, and Chandler's not going. And Ashton or whoever else, people are just shocked that Chandler's not going because it's a big excursion and the bosun should go on that thing. But Chandler is staying back, probably because he got yelled at last time for not leaving someone behind. And he also got yelled at for going on this thing that Riley should have gone on. But Chandler's like, no, this is the thing you're supposed to go on, Chandler. You stupid.
Yeah, stupid you dope. Face. He's like, and nap. So
so they put all these, they put a bunch of like, dry
bags.
Do
you have bags? Dry bags? Do you have the dry bags? And Riley's been putting them all together and getting them all,
yeah,
all loaded.
Yeah, she's putting them on there. And then I like Kate. She's just like staring out the window. She's like, huh. Swimming with sharks, not my ideal activity for 4 and 5 year old children. But it'd be great for Caroline.
You know what? I think just to keep the children safe, we should put Caroline on that excursion, cut her hurt foot, and just let her bleed into the water a little bit.
Let's just see what happens. Maybe the sharks can fix it. So, then Ashton is radioing Chandler, because I guess now they've gone off on their excursion. Have they gone off on their excursion? Yeah, they've gone off on their excursion. They've dropped the guests off with the sharks and the stingrays and everything. And now Ashton is radioing Chandler because they want to know, should we go back to the boat? Should we hang here or whatever? And of course, Chandler is drinking coffee, not answering his damn walkie-talkie for like the 34,000th time this season.
Yeah, and so Riley's like, I guess we're just standing by until they want us? And everyone just goes back to the boat.
Well, because Captain Lee says, they call Captain Lee, and Captain Lee's like, well, they said that they would call us when they need us, so they head back to the boat on the tender and the little rescue boat.
Oh, God. So the people on the island are like, God, there's no beer, there's no towels. Where is everybody? They just left us here? And then we get a shot of all the dry bags on the tender. Nobody ever unloaded them and gave them to the guests.
Which is dumb. Oh, but also, these guests were acting like they were fully stranded on an island. They were acting like they were in Castaway. I mean, there was like several people around them. I'm sure there was like some vent, some stuff, but either way, I mean, the guests were annoyed, rightly so, because how do these dum-dums bring them over there and don't unload the boat? But that's why you're supposed to have a bosun there who's supposed to be on top of everything.
Then Kate gets a call, and I love that her ringer is like classical music.
It's the Nutcracker. It's so perfect.
Hello. He's like, hi, this is Albert Mallard. Okay, we're ready to get back. We don't got towels. We don't have shoes. We don't have beer. This sucks. She's like,
oh, thank you so much for, you know, I know this sucks for you, but you gave me my favorite snack. Other people's misery. Hold, please. Deck crew, Kate. Captain, I just want to make sure you're listening to this. Okay, they've got no water, no towels. They're ready to be picked up. They hate their lives, and Caroline is still alive. So yes. Everyone failed today.
This just in, all the guests now have gangrene. Thank you.
So then, as soon as she says that,
Captain Lee is like, what the fuck? And Chandler's like stumbling out of his room like, oh shit, you know, and they're all stumbling around because they know the deckhands know they're in trouble. The guests are still acting like they are like truly like Kristen Scott Thomas in a cave in The English Patient. They're like, we have this one cup of water. Have a sip, you know.
Kate tells Josiah,
we don't want them to carry the negative attitude from the exterior into the interior, so let's not be idiots.
And he's like, sounds good. Master Pearson, are you in your suit?
So then Chandler blew up against the window.
He's trying, little chap.
And then they take the tender out, and then, you know, they have to do this thing where they take the tender and then get off the tender on the rescue boat because of the shallows or whatever. So Chandler's like, all right, I got this. He's like, I'm the bosun. I'm going to save the day. So he gets on the freaking rescue boat, or one of the boats he's on, and he's trying to, like, motor out to the guests, and he has no idea where he is. He's going in circles around the island, and the guests are watching, and they're like, must be his first day, I guess. I mean, like, this guy's such an idiot. He has no idea what he's doing or where he's going.
Yeah, and so the captain is kind of getting, he's like, I gotta get my ass chewed out now by the primary. And Albert, of course, is totally nice. He's like, well, yeah, it sucked, but, you know, you're just lucky I'm not my wife, because, wow, she's a real terror, that one over there. But, you know, for me, I'm more easygoing, and it sure it sucked, but, you know, here we are, back again. So, and he's like, I just had to eat a shit sandwich. And there's no words to describe what a colossal shit show this is.
And Kate's like, you know, at this point, Kate is just like, her heart is just like bursting with joy. She's just loving all this chaos. She's like, Captain, would you like some dinner? He's like, I'll tell you what I'm going to have for dinner. Somebody's ass. She's like, oh, that was wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. So now Captain Lee is, moment of judgment. He calls the deck crew into the wheelhouse and goes, what happened today is beyond an embarrassment. I'm fucking pissed. And I'm not just talking about Caroline gimping around this boat, okay? This is rudimentary deckhand 101, all right? And y'all have failed deckhand 101, and I need to see some fucking changes in here, and not all of you guys are going to be happy with what I see and do.
Dun, dun, dun.
And so that's the cliffhanger. We're going to see what happens. Maybe Chandler will be demoted. Maybe Ross will become the new bosun. I don't know. But the previews for next week make it look like the disasters just keep coming. Caroline knocks, like, Caroline breaks a glass or something, and the kid steps in it, and then there's, like, a Chandler knocks over a lady. I mean, it's going to be amazing.
Bat boys, don't cry, Master Pearson. Bat boys, don't cry.
Yeah. So before we close out this episode, we do have some listener spotlight that we can do. This one is going to come from Hava Weber. Is Hava? Hava? I'm sorry.
Hava Weber, you little rascal.
Our Philly friend.
Hi, Hava. Miss you, bitch.
Yeah. Ronnie, why don't you tell everyone about what Listener Spotlight's all about?
Listener Spotlight is a Patreon tier. You go on there, we say, hey, here's a question, and then you record a two-minute segment for the show, and then we play it here on the podcast Spotlight. It's a really good way for us to get to know you guys a little bit better and give you a chance to speak on this show, because Lord knows we have enough time.
Yeah, and so we recently asked all our Listener Spotlight people, hey, like, who's your favorite Bravo celebrity? Who's your least favorite? Overrated, underrated, things like that. So far we've had a nice response. It's really good to get these responses in. And so here's Hava's. Ready?
Yeah.
Good morning, boys. It's Hava Weber. It's about 5:13 in the morning over here. This is about the only time I have available to do these for you guys. So if my answers are a little off, I apologize. So my most favorite Bravo star is really difficult. That's like asking me to choose which one of my kids is my favorite. I have a couple favorites. Definitely Luann. She's just the epitome of everything that Bravo could be. She takes herself way too seriously, and then she doesn't, and then she's arrested, and then she has a comeback, and it's just glorious. But I also have a soft spot in my heart for Jeff Lewis and Padma, because they were the first people I started watching on Bravo. Least favorites, probably the easiest I could answer for you. Kim Zolciak Bierman from Atlanta Housewives. She is just disgusting and awful and all of the worst adjectives that you can find in the dictionary and the ones that she makes up because she doesn't understand words. I think the most overhyped, I would have to agree with the lovely Jess Stang, would be Erica Jane. She came in and we all thought that she was going to blossom into this wonderful thing after she got out from under Yolanda, and then she just didn't. She fell flat, yeah. And it was kind of disappointing for me these last two seasons. I hope that she can come out this season and be something better, but if not, then clear her. I think most underappreciated, maybe not underappreciated to us, but I think just in general, she doesn't get enough wonderfulness from Bravo, is probably Kate Chastain from Below Deck. Oh. I feel like they could hype her a lot more. She could be in other places, or maybe she just doesn't want to be, but I would love to see her everywhere. Her commentary and her is just perfection. So I would love to see her more often. Well, I guess that's it, boys. Love you. Love all of you out love there, you, all of you crappeners. Can't wait to see you guys at another Philly show. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, lady.
Oh my
good
gosh. She's so funny, you know, because she's so sweet and lovely, but then at the after party for the Philly show, she's like, come on, have a shot. You're not having a shot, you're such a pussy. It's like gotta love Philly.
Oh.
No, that was awesome. I think those were some great picks. If you guys are interested in throwing your opinions into the hat, if that's a thing that you can do, just go to patreon.com/watchyourcrappins and sign up and then send us one of those things, one of those audio files. You guys, it's been great time. Be sure to watch with Ronnie tonight, Dallas, 7 p.m. Pacific. It's going to be a fun time. Just use the TV Party app. Make sure you're signed up on Patreon too. And you know what? Have a wonderful night.
Bye.
Bye.
Turn your distractions off and discover your new favorite podcast. This is Bose Recommends.
Hi, I'm Katie Piper, host of Katie Piper's Extraordinary People, a show where I, Katie Piper, talk to people who are extraordinary. I'm thrilled to be part of Bose Recommends. Every episode is a celebration of triumph over adversity. Real people who have dedicated their lives to doing better and being an inspiration when it would have been so easy to give up. They inspire me, and I'd love them to inspire you too. Subscribe on Acast, Apple Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app.
Enjoy your new favorite podcast without distractions. Discover how at bose.co.uk. Bose. Focus on.